what's next for Hendricks County. And of course, it's the future. I don't know exactly what's next for Hendricks County. I know what my aspirations for Hendricks County are, though. And that speaks to the work of the Community Foundation. How many, I just want to judge, how many of you are familiar with the Community Foundation?
Can you tap the mic?
What?
Tap the mic.
It's not on.
It's not on, but you can hear me all right, can't you? I usually am able to speak well enough, so.
I want to record it.
But we have to record.
Oh, you want to record it?
Yeah, that's why I think the mic's on.
Check.
Being weird. Check.
Is it acting up? There we go. There, it's working.
It's working.
There we go.
You fixed it. I see. That worked perfectly. So, as I said, my topic is what's next for Hendricks County. And I don't know, but I know what my aspirations for Hendricks County are. And that's that our community continue to grow and be a vibrant place for all our residents, that we see additional unity, and that everyone in our community feels welcome and included in the community life. And that really speaks to the work of the Community Foundation and goes back to our needs assessment. So I asked for a show of hands. How many of you know of the Community Foundation? How many of you know what we really do? That's the question. So the Community Foundation's mission can be really distilled easily by saying we're here to make Hendricks County a better place. It's that simple. How we do that is much, much more complicated. And the reason behind that is because we're an independent, nonprofit 501c3 organization that's dedicated to make Hendricks County a better place. But we do that differently than most nonprofits. Most nonprofits have a specific project or program they're working on. Think of Sheltering Wings working with domestic violence victims, or the Hendricks County Humane Society working with animal welfare, particularly around companion animals. They have a specific project or program, and our mission is very broad. It's just to make Hendricks County a better place. And the way we do that is by funding those other organizations that are doing the important work in our community. So we've been part of Hendricks County as a county-wide organization since 1996. And like a lot of other community foundations around the state, and I would point out, Indiana has more community foundations than any other state in the United States. There are about 800 community foundations nationwide, and Indiana has 95 of them. And that goes back to Lilly Endowment. And many of you may be familiar with Lilly Endowment. It's one of the largest private foundations in the world. And it has three primary missions that they work on. One is religion, one is education, and one is community enhancement. And in 1990, in the early 90s, they started what they call their GIFT program. And GIFT is an acronym for Giving Indiana Funds for Tomorrow. And their goal with the GIFT program was to see a community foundation representing each county in Indiana. When they started, there were 12 community foundations in Indiana, and now, as I said, there are 95. So they've been very successful with this effort. And what they've done is they have made grants to organizations to build assets at the community foundations and to build capacity as well. So the Hendricks County Community Foundation goes back to an earlier organization, the Greater Plainfield Community Foundation, which was started by a group of concerned citizens in 1993 to make grants to help Plainfield be a better place and to give scholarship awards to students graduating from Plainfield High School. And Lilly Endowment came to the Greater Plainfield Community Foundation and said, if you'll expand your mission countywide, you'll be eligible for this series of grants, the GIFT grants. And so in 1996, the board of the Plainfield Community Foundation expanded our mission countywide. Since then, we've given over $21 million worth of grants to all sorts of different organizations. And so we're an intermediary organization. We're not doing the work on the ground, usually programmatic work, but we're funding those other organizations. And it's just about any type of charitable organization you can think of. Health and Human Services tends to be the largest because that's where the greatest need is and that's where the greatest impact is by helping people. Parks and Recreation, Arts and Entertainment, Scholarships, Education, Youth, Community Enhancement. We do a little bit of everything, in terms of the funding we do. Now, where that funding comes from is an interesting point, because of course it comes from generous people in our community who want to make Hendricks County a better place. And what we do with their gifts is we put them into funds. And our funds are like little nonprofit organizations under our umbrella, except they're not running a program, they're just funding those other organizations. So we have about 200 permanent funds. And our funds are intended to be endowed forever, doing the work that our donors set out when they started the fund in the first place. So the funds can be as specific as to support a single organization like Sheltering Wings or the Humane Society. They can be a field of interest where they might be supporting the arts in the community or our parks and recreation activities. They can be donor-advised funds where the donors can be actively engaged in making recommendations for where the grant making goes. They can be scholarship funds, or they can be what we call unrestricted funds or community enhancement funds, where the donor says, you use this money the best way possible. I know the needs and opportunities are going to change, so just use this money to make Hendricks County a better place. Of our 200 or so funds, about 80% of our $18 million endowment, and that is the total endowment at this point, that's the permanent part of the community foundation that will be forever part of our work. Of that $18 million, about 80% of it is restricted by the donor. So the donor has said, I want this to go to this purpose. And then about 20% is unrestricted, where the board can determine how much goes where for what activities. Have I got everyone so far? Good. So one of the models that people often describe the Community Foundation as is a three-legged stool. The first leg is the donors. And because of our donors, we're able to do the work in our community. It's looking like it'll be about $1.4 million in grant making this year. It was $1.3 last year. During COVID, it was higher because we were being responsive to the COVID crisis in our community. So those donors are the first part. They've given us money that we've put into the funds, which will forever be helping Hendricks County. And then the second leg of the stool is those nonprofit organizations that are doing the important work in our community to make Hendricks County a better place. So that's the second leg of the stool, and we're funding those organizations to do that work. And because of those first two legs, the donors and the nonprofit organizations, comes the third leg of the stool, which is that the Community Foundation is able to act as a connector and a convener and a collaborator and hopefully a community leader. It's interesting that Lilly Endowment has continued the gift program that was started in 1990 up to today. They've named their grants to us as phases, so we're right now in gift phase 8, but phase 7 came out in 2018, and there was an interesting part of phase 7, which was that most of the grants that they've given us in the past have been for asset building. So they say, here's $1 million, here's $500,000. Go out into your community, raise money, and use these dollars to match the gifts that you get. The most recent one, Gift 7, was a 2-to-1 match for those unrestricted community enhancement funds. But there was an interesting part to Gift 7 where they said, we want you, community foundations across the state, to go out into your communities, engage your communities in new ways to see how you can be more of a community leader. And so there were two parts to the community leadership grant. Was a planning grant. And these were non-competitive, so as long as we met the criteria, we received these grants. A planning grant of $100,000, and then an implementation grant of $200,000. So they wanted us to go out and engage the community, understand what the needs and opportunities are, and then reapply for an implementation grant for a project or program, and we could partner with other nonprofits, but to actually implement what we had found out in the community. So in 2019, the Hendricks County Community Foundation did a comprehensive needs assessment of the community. That was a process where we did a lot of face-to-face interviews. We had focus group meetings and developed a series of questions for the community that we then distributed via an electronic survey. And that survey got over 3,000 responses, which gave us a 99% certainty on the results with a 2% margin of error, which meant that the needs assessment could be broadly applied to the community as a whole. So we really had a good understanding of what our neighbors saw as the primary needs in our community. We updated that. We'll be updating it every 3 years. We updated it last year in 2022. And I'll tell you what the top 5 or 10 needs were. So number one, and this is no surprise to any of you who drive around Hendricks County on a regular basis, was inadequate public transportation and traffic congestion. Number two was community leaders have self-interest rather than social responsibility and lack overall community knowledge. Number three was county and towns don't coordinate planning efforts or work together. Number four was the lack of affordable housing. And number five was negative and false social media influencing issues. So we took that information and started to synthesize it and think about what we could do for the implementation grant that we received. Let me go ahead and tell you what the other ones are. I've got copies of the needs assessment as well. The other top five were, number six was unhealthy addictions, 7, limited art and culture options, 8, hard to find childcare, affordable childcare. Number 9 was diversity, equity, and inclusion, overlooked or ignored. And then 10 was effects of adverse childhood experiences. These were really profound issues that our community was speaking to. So in synthesizing this and applying for the implementation grant, we decided we would work on community unity as an issue. So thinking about those community leaders not having the knowledge, counties and towns not working together, DEI being overlooked, we really thought that community unity was a key piece. And so we put in our application, and our application was due 2020. And we submitted that application. The staff went out for beverages at the end of the day, and then we didn't see each other except on Zoom for about 2 months. Everything changed. So the Community Foundation immediately pivoted and did over $650,000 in COVID response, just getting the money out into the community as quickly as we could, and then started to think more about the community unity piece we were working on. There were 3 pieces to our implementation grant. It was, civic engagement, talking about bringing people together, humanizing our elected officials, encouraging civic activity, including voting, collaboration between nonprofits to reduce overlap in services and to encourage them to work better together, and then increasing county pride and helping improve the image of Hendricks County overall. So those were the 3 pieces. We're continuing to work on that and have about an 18-month period left on some of the projects that we're working on. And we're partnering with other nonprofits in the community to do this work. As I said, we don't like to do programming. We want to pay for other organizations to do that programming. So one other piece that I think is critical to mention is that as we went through the electronic survey, it was about a 6-week process of encouraging people to fill out and complete that survey, we realized that we were not hearing from some pretty significant members of our community. When I moved into Hendricks County in 1990, the population was 98% white. We're almost 20% communities of color now. And we were not hearing in 2019, as we went through the needs assessment, we were not hearing from our neighbors in those communities of color. At that point, it was about, ended the survey with only about 7% participation from communities of color. So we weren't matching the community demographics, which we thought was rather important. As we were going through the survey, though, we reached out to many of our partners, the Alliance for Diversity, our school system, some of the other nonprofit organizations that are working in our community, and we said, we really want to increase participation. How can you help us reach out to those communities so that we hear more from them? And many of those organizations said, we don't have good relationships in those communities either. Many of these folks are newer residents in our community. And so we recognized that we had a real gap in the Community Foundation, that we didn't have these relationships. And that led to the first new staff member in the Community Foundation in about 15 years, our Community Engagement and Inclusion Manager. The gentleman who ended up in that role is a man named Brian Chatfield, an African-American who actually is an elected official in Perry Township in Indianapolis, but he's thinking about moving to Hendricks County, and he's been working to build out new relationships in our community, as well as to speak to those issues of inclusion and diversity, because our community is changing rapidly. Hendricks County is only one of 15 or 20 counties in Indiana that will continue to see growth over the next 25 years. And it's thought that within 25 years, we may see another 50% growth. As I say, when I moved into Hendricks County, we had about 70,000 people in the county. We're at 185,000 right now, and we might see another 50% growth over the next 25 years. I don't know if you know, but Avon High School has 96 languages now that are spoken in the families' homes other than English. The first is Spanish, as you might guess, but the second one is Yoruba, which is the West African language spoken in Ghana and Nigeria. And so our community is rapidly changing. Avon High School will likely be a minority-majority high school within about 2 to 5 years. And so one of our thoughts is that it's so important that all of our neighbors feel invested in life here in Hendricks County. And once those folks have kids in the schools, they're going to start to put down roots. We want them to feel welcome and included in community life because we need them. We need their kids to go off to college and come back and be the next generation of Hoosiers in Hendricks County. So I've talked, I think, for about 15 minutes, haven't I, Teresa? How am I doing? I'm doing okay. So my goal is to see that everyone feels welcome and included in the life in Hendricks County. That's really my aspiration, and that's what we're doing our work around. Now, it's interesting, we were in the midst of planning for 2024. We work out pretty clear plans with the staff and the board and our governance committee. We were doing that in early October, and Lillian Endowment announced Gift Phase 8. So we were not expecting this because we're still doing the work under Gift 7 and doing our community leadership work. And so we are in a new fundraising campaign where donations to our unrestricted funds, those community enhancement funds that we can use flexibly to make Hendricks County a better place, will receive a 2-to-1 match from Lilly Endowment. We're going to receive $3 million, so we're trying to raise $1.5 million to fulfill that match. There was a community leadership piece to the grant as well, but since we're still doing our Gift 7 work, we really felt that it wasn't the place for us, so we're not going to apply for that at this time. But we're so excited about the opportunity to continue to engage all of Hendricks County to make Hendricks County a better place, to increase the unity, to make people feel more included in the life of our community and invested. And I want to thank you for having me here today to share a little bit about what the Community Foundation does and our work for the future. We continue to work on COVID response. We continue to work with the county to distribute American Rescue Plan dollars, and we continue to work on making our community a better place. So thank you so much. Any questions?
One of my concerns is affordable senior housing. All of the mega spots that come up are luxury. We can't afford them.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of my friends have that same issue.
We've been working with Family Promise of Hendricks County, which, of course, their goal is primarily around reducing homelessness and risk of homelessness in the community. But we've been working with them to discuss affordable housing options, and certainly seniors are part of that discussion. So, but you're right, it's a critical issue, and it was shown by the needs assessment showing that affordable housing was number four on that list. It's a real challenge in our community. And will continue to be, but it is something that has been under discussion and has attracted the interest of elected officials in the community, which is a good thing as well. So they're starting to hear that this is a challenge.
I believe the Community Foundation has a year-long leadership training program. And I've been involved with Hendricks County Pride for about 2.5 years. And one of the things that came up there was the cost of taking that program. And I know you were looking for diverse people to come in and take the leadership program. Are you doing anything to address the cost issue for that program? I considered taking it, but I just haven't got the time to put into it. I've got too many other things going on. But
yeah,
it would be the cost would be prohibitive for me also.
So you're talking about the eight-part session that's been every other week on building a better board, which was about building volunteers.
I thought there was a Hendricks County leadership program. Or is that another?
That's Leadership Hendricks County. That's a separate organization.
Okay.
But we have worked with various people to do scholarships both for leadership as well as for some of our programming too. So I said we don't like to do programming, but if we see a real gap in the community, we will start doing programming. We're always looking for someone to hand that off to, whether it's an organization like leadership or whether we need to build capacity and build a new nonprofit in the community. But we certainly are aware of the fact that there are barriers to doing some of the programming we've done and have made sure that those barriers are limited as much as possible.
Of all of the things that you listed as being what people say they need in order for Hendricks County to improve, highest on the list would have been, at least my list, would have been public transportation, affordable housing, and child care. If we want to increase diversity in this county, we can't do it without those things.
Yeah.
Why did you pick unity over those things?
It's an interesting point, and we talked a lot about public transportation and the overall infrastructure of transportation. We recognize that as a community foundation where we have limited resources and are making grants of about $1.5 million a year, that there just wasn't much we could do in terms of public transportation. Certainly it's as the number one issue, both in 2019 and in the refresh of the data in 2022, we see that as a critical lack. You're exactly correct. Public transportation is a real challenge in our community. But we also recognize that with our limited capacity, all we can do is continue to advocate for it and work with the elected officials, because it is primarily an issue that's going to be addressed by government, and work with those elected officials to educate them and to advocate moving forward. Did I answer your question? It's not a very good answer, but it is the answer that we have.
Other questions?
You didn't mention homelessness, and I know there's a lot more homelessness in the county than most people realize. Do you have numbers for that, and can you speak to that a little bit?
Boy, I don't have numbers on that. Again, we partner with Family Promise, who is really working on that issue primarily in the community. And you guys ought to have Julie Randall come and speak as well, because she really knows that issue inside out. I don't have those numbers, but it is much higher than I think any of us would suspect. And of course, it's not necessarily folks in tents under overpasses. It's often people sleeping in their cars or couch surfing among friends. So, but I don't have the numbers. She's good. Well, thank you again. It's been such a pleasure to be here today, and I'll take any other questions individually. So, thank you.